ultimately, when you get that real thirst for God's love, because when you thirst, when you get a taste, ooh, Jesus.
I don't know if you guys noticed the part right there got me. I have not heard that song for a minute, and I am just blessed to be honored and to have a theme song for Now, the Now Network's Man Up. And I know this is in action, Boys to Men, but it was just so dynamic to reminisce and to say, man up, man, is God so good this evening? I want to welcome everyone to join into the broadcast, to share the broadcast, and to invite the broadcast. If you can't do anything else, I double dare you, triple dare you, and I know most of our callers right now are on online, but you invite at least three people. Men, preferably. But if you invite three people, they may be sitting there in a room with three men. Or three other people. I expected my team to be on here, and I know I see two already that are dedicated on every show. We're starting to pull out and say, if we're going to ever go higher and take this network to another level, we need all hands on deck. We need everybody 10 toes deep. We need everybody posting. We need everybody sharing. We need everybody telling somebody about the dynamic things that we've experienced over years. And now it's available, and it's always been, but now let's make it more available for every person that we know. This is Faith in Action, Boys to Men, with myself, Pastor E. We come every second and fourth Tuesday. And yes, Faith in Action, Boys to Men is a bi-weekly conversation facilitated by the Now Network with all local community leaders and all age groups that will be focused on mental health, physical health, spiritual health, and entrepreneurial planning. Additionally, a target mental health workshop will be added to each of the program's agendas to provide a safe harbor to share struggles and systematic approaches, coping mechanisms, challenging and the negative energies into positive actions, providing an outlet. We're here to lead different. That's why we're calling all men. We're calling all people, but particularly all men in this season of Faith in Action, Boys to Men. We just had a dynamic conference, one like none other. Some would say not big enough. Some would say not this, not that. Let me tell you, I was part, and it was everything that God intended it to be. And those that were there were truly blessed by what happened. So how do we go further? How do we expand? How do we, as a unified body? And I, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. He gave me freedom to say this. If you know me, it doesn't care if you white, black, purple, man, woman, up, tall, small. It doesn't matter. We are all children of God. So it may be a subject of Faith in Action, Boys to Men, but women of the Now Church already have adapted women, Faith in Action, women to girls to women, whatever name they have, but to go forward. So just understand, grasp hold to the thing that we're trying to adapt, that we're trying to birth here again on the Now Network. And we need your help. Broadcast for the next couple of weeks will only be about the help that we need from those that believe in what we're doing here. And it has been effective in your life. I can give you several testimonies of many that have started here and have went on to great things. You would have never known it. I can tell some that are here and went on to greater things and are still here. I can tell you stories about the main important thing is that the Now Network is established under the covenant of God. N-O-W means just that, not our will. Let's ask that question about Now Church, about the Now Network. What does Now really mean? Not our will. We invite you to come here and understand his will, not ours. That's why so many trusted covenant partners here can come before us and be about his will and not God's. And you may say, well, why isn't every night ill? Well, most people are about their will and not God's will. And we will not tolerate anything other than the will of God. We have a team of listeners. We have a team of prowlers. We nosy because we are dedicated to providing the will of God. Brother, my leader, every age group, I'm calling out to you is that this is not good enough. Everybody always has something else to do and not make a decision to say, this, I really invest in this. So I'm calling out those men, those boys, those men, those in-betweens, and everyone out there dedicated to building this broadcast every second and fourth Tuesday, 1 hour, to come and petition to be a part. Don't just become a listener. A lot of my friends are out there online. You just click the online button, you're good. I need you guys to start calling 319-527-6173, 319-527-6173. And when you get in, automatically dial 1. It's going to say you're in the queue. This isn't just about hearing me. And I believe God has gifted me to communicate well. And I believe God has really gifted me to expound and to expand and to, oh my God, to liberate the truth that will set us free. I know that's calling on my life. But that's mostly for me. I understand me. After I say it so many times, some other people may understand me. But I am petitioning each and every one of my brothers out there to come on, let's get involved in this, because we need help with our mental stability, our physical stability, our spiritual stability, and our entrepreneurial stability. We must all have something else going on in our lives, my brother, that is producing life. And I know they say homes now that one income doesn't work. That means that me and you, my brother, we need two incomes. And prayerfully, we're connected and linked up with our partners that they believe in the dream because it was a dream God given. Now you can work together. Those that may be in my feet and we're not there yet, we still have the vision and the excitement that God will not leave us or forsake us. But you know me talking about on the front end. Some of us have already destroyed our front end. So now get it right on the back end. But we need each and every one of us to come together and become sharpshooters. Yes, what does a sharpshooter do? He hits targets. After target conflict resolution, I can testify just from less than 15 miles away from here, less than 3 nights, that there was over 36 people that were shot. This is just one area. We're not talking about the whole LA County. Let me just talk about one little area that we're talking about, where there was a total of 5 dead and over 19 wounded. Because we're not teaching how to resolute conflict. And people only know how to do it by what's been done to you. My brother, I'm calling out to you again. I need each and every one of you. Physical health. We have to really be aware of everything that has been before us, and now what we now know by knowledge, how to eat better. We have to be on one accord physically. You must do some exercise. I don't care if it's a chair dance, chair kick, lift, in the bed, squats. whatever it is, you must do some kind of exercise. If you're expecting your blood vessels to flow and you're being dormant, that may be way reason why it's sitting in one spot or it's not moving around or where it's we're not circulating, because you must have some kind of exercise. And it's not walking from your car, your home to your car, from your car to your office, from your office to your car, from your car to home. No, no. You must have some, my brother, listen to me, stage of, I don't know what it is about summer. Most people are looking for a beach body. I'm just trying to keep a body. When the winter comes, there's no problem. No fear. But we're all dealing with a lot of other things, and we have to look deeper into, well, why you eat this salt in the summer and you think you're not going to get bloated? You think you're not going to get swole? My brother, are you listening? Are you listening to the standards, the things that we must do together? Spiritual health. We must confess together. You must trust someone as well as I. And you know my standard. Don't trust everybody. Make sure you know it is by God and only by God. And you're ready to receive what God has. Why did we say education, college, or, well, if you see how things are going, if you don't have a hustle, even with a scholarship, you can't make it. And entrepreneurial doesn't mean that you're just begging. Entrepreneurial means you're planning. That means that, and then, oh my God, thank you. Brothers, when we really start to trust each other, because we went through the steps of, you know, physical and spiritual, now we can work together entrepreneurial, because you know I'm not out for me, I'm out for the better good of all. So how do we fix it? It takes you. It takes me. We are obligated. Faith in action, boys to men. It was an obligation for all of us that were there to continue this push. And yes, the lines we have caught with, yeah, but we need more need to be involved in this conversation. We target, remember, you become a sharpshooter. When we target mental health, when we target physical health, when we target spiritual health, when we target entrepreneurial health and planning, we are now shooting bullseyes to what? Win. And then we all get involved. I cannot do it by myself. The team we have right now can do it by ourselves. We need you. And this is not a forum just to be listening. This is a forum to be heard. And we want each and every one of you to get involved. Now, so going forward, on the third Saturday, not this Saturday, but following Saturday, is our monthly meeting. And we're going to continue the thing, whether it's one or none. Fortunately, it was men of the now church here. So the foundation was here. Had other things to do, and we understood that. But we're going to continue this every month, every third Saturday. Take the next voice to men. And only thing that I regret is that we have something to offer and many don't show. But there's a lot of other things out there that have nothing to offer but a bunch of sounds and noises, and we'll attempt to go to those things. This will not work unless we do it together. I said it last night. We really, I just broke it down and said, well, hit the brakes. I know you studied all week and all, you've been on this, you ready. But is everybody ready? The only message that we must preach, that we must teach, that we must pray, that we must live by and walk by, number one, love. loving God with everything. And you get whatever's left. And then trusting and believing in his word to follow. Not to cheer, not to go left or right, but to follow exactly the word of God. And know it's the word of God and not man. And then you become a seeker of the truth. Because you're trying to connect with those that are seeking the truth too. And you got to be seeking it now. Then, thank you. Then you're in a position that you can really link with people that you can trust. I've gotten to an era in my, I'd rather tell you my business before somebody else does anyway. So I'm transparent. And whether you come against me with it or not, we look at you like, I don't want to talk to you. But don't trust everybody. And this, believe me, this is a 30-year journey that I can do this now. Because I have corrected all wrongs and have addressed all past situations that I feel at liberty by the Lord. But for you, not let those things hold you back. Some fights are already fought because the Lord says the battle is his. And take on the full armor of God today. Not tomorrow, but today. And we need to pray right now. Hold on. Okay, I want to call the name out right now. Keith and Joanne. This is Minister Frankie. Oh, my God. Heavenly Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If I have a prayer warrior on the line, if I have a intercessor on the line, I need us to gird up right now in the name of Jesus. There's no time to pray. It's just time to pray. Don't wait to pray. Just pray. And I want to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus over Joanne right now. The report says she has experienced a stroke. And we want to pray that she just experienced a bad gas reaction in her body. We want to pray right now that as she is seeing the face of God right now, that he's healing her. That as she sees the face of God right now and say, Lord, help me. He's already helped. And by the prayer and the effective prayer of the righteous men and women, we avail much to cover her right now. We pray for Keith and his strength for his wife. We pray for his protection right now, that he can stand and gird for her right now in this process of healing. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that we're not asking for anything that's not already done. We are petitioning you, Lord, to give us strength, to give us a stronger faith, and to give us the word to go forward and pray without ceasing. Joanne is healed. Joanne is alive. Joanne won't die. And Joanne won't never be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that she is being transformed right now through this test. We pray right now that she is being transformed through this situation. We pray right now that through this situation, she is now in a way. Jesus. And as she's crying out through faith, as she's crying out for new life, God is reconstructing her right now in the name of Jesus because of her cry. Ooh, because of her desire and because of her faith and because of the prayer of the faithful and righteous. We thank you it's done. We thank you it's finished. And we pray the anointing over Keith right now. Next time he touches his wife, she looks up at him and said, baby, it's all right. I have seen the face of God, and I will now draw near to him. Come on, let's go. In Jesus' name, Can I get some prayer warriors to say, in Jesus' name? I'm open up the lines because I need to hear some utterance right now. In Jesus' name. You ain't got to say nothing other than in Jesus' name. You don't even got to say your name. Just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We can't call it on nothing but Jesus' name. It's done. It's finished and complete because of Jesus' name.
Yes, God, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God,
in Jesus' name.
Yes,
cover her, Father, in
the mighty name
of Jesus. Yes, God, in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus'
name.
In the name of
Jesus' name.
Yes, God. In Jesus' almighty and powerful name.
Get up.
Yes,
hallelujah,
God. Jesus.
Joanne,
walk.
Joanne, be healed.
Yes, Father. Father, yes. We bind no weapons formed against her body.
Be healed.
In the name of Jesus, Father.
Joanne,
yes,
be healed.
Father, as she gets to Long Beach.
Right now, in the
cover
name
her,
of
Father.
Jesus.
We bind
right now,
and we won't forget to thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. In the name
of Jesus. What you've already done.
Yes, God.
And
you're
giving us the same prayer together.
Yes.
It's done.
Yes, sir.
It's done.
That we gather in your name and you are in the midst. We pray that your anointing falls on that hospital right now. Fall on that hospital right now. An ambulance right now. Let the technician become the doctor.
Touch your family. Touch your mind. Touch the
staff,
Father. Yes, God, as a receiver, Father. Let that positivity from you, Father, flow down to her in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, Father, Father.
Touch every organ in her body, Lord. Touch every organ in her body. Touch every DNA in her body.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name.
Touch every DNA
yes,
in her body right now.
Touch
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I
the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. It is so.
In the name.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Every DNA
yes,
in her body.
Amen.
Yes, touch
Amen.
Him right
Amen.
Now, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Touch I'm speaking. I decree it. I declare it.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. It is so proper. Yes, it is so proper. It
Hallelujah.
Is so. It's done. It's
God.
Finished.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Done, finished,
and finished.
Yes,
God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Father.
I just want to thank you,
Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bless
God. Yes, God.
Thank
him in advance.
Lord.
Yes,
anybody
thank
out there
want
to thank him with me tonight?
Thank
you,
Lord.
Come on, tell him what you really feel
thank
now.
Thank
you,
Lord.
I just
Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
We
just
want
to
thank you,
thank
you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, I just
want to
thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
You
healed no way. Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
You healed
no way. You know what? She just woke
yes,
up
God.
In the ambulance and said, I'm
so
woke.
Good.
You healed
yes,
no way. We just
want
to thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Shana
hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you.
We have served this
hallelujah.
Moment.
Yes,
we have moved in this
yes,
moment.
God. Cover.
And we have
cover.
Allowed you
yes,
to
God.
Be real in this moment.
Yes, God.
Through
and
our faith.
Jesus,
right now.
We have no
Jesus,
question,
right
no doubt that what
yes,
we have prayed
Jesus.
Is already done.
Yes, God.
Right now,
I'm
yes,
jumping
Lord,
up and running around
God.
In victory right now because
yes,
I'm grateful.
God. Yes, God. Victory
I'm thankful.
God, we're so grateful.
Yes, God.
For
so
everything
grateful.
That you have done for
name
us.
Name it.
Grateful,
yes,
Lord.
We bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Bless you. Hallelujah.
All right, now we got to get some praise. We got to let him know that we really appreciate it.
Come on.
Are Are you really grateful,
grateful.
For what's
yes,
done
yeah,
for
I'm
you?
Grateful. I know I'm grateful.
Hey, are
I'm
you grateful.
Grateful?
Hey, did he die on the tree?
Leave him.
Grateful.
I am so grateful. I am so grateful.
Are you done with me? I'm grateful. by being available for God. Not people, not agenda, not programs, but by being willing and available to God, he can use you to move this physical that we're in. And yes, he could have touched his finger right now. But don't you know it takes you and your prayer, me and my prayer, to agree that he moves because we believe? Don't negate it. Don't put it aside. Honor prayer. Live by prayer and develop a prayer life. Faye, I thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I thank God for you tonight. This has been dynamic. For everyone that has listened, yeah, this is Faith in Action, Boys to Men, every second and fourth Tuesday. We're excited to continue to talk about those issues of mental and physical and spiritual and entrepreneurial lifestyles. Let's get together, invite somebody next 2 weeks, come back to Faith in Action, Boys to Men. Looks like we're going to take this show on the road. I'm going to have to go to some places where men at. It seems like people are scared to call the number, but you sure will dial that little, hit that link and listen. We need your participation. I'm looking for more of you to dial the number. And if it's costing you 1 cent per minute, and I know many Crickets and T-Mobiles and whatever services will charge you a penny per minute. That if you're here for an hour, and right now we've been here for 35 minutes, that would have been 35 cents. We have a bucket of cents here that we will reimburse. And don't feel bad to say I need my 35 cents. We need you to be a part of this, and we're willing to go that far to ensure that we can all be a part of this. Amen. Family, we love you. Know that you are definitely loved, honored, and appreciated. It's nothing else that we want to share tonight other than that. You are God's great miracle, and he's ready to work with you and through you. And if it's anything you can do, you can do anything.
We've seen a lot. We've been through a lot, Pastor.
Too crunk for Jesus. And Pastor E.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. Thunder roll, felt the waves flash, God was in control, I lost everything, everything except my faith, saw some scary things, how they figure I'm gonna wait, say, where my kids at, baby didn't answer, new steady line, Lord I need a truthful answer, she cause she on Facebook, said they about to blow the levy, Boogie got his boat took, while he out there helping Freddy, it's a cold world, and everybody beefing, the Christian hate the Muslim. Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, and I'm telling you, it's your season. In grief, one they shot in the air, cause they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing, so folk cut out the hill. Man, that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man, cause he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother, cause I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you, cause I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus, and focus on that flight. Faith will mustard seed and everything alright. Come on. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will profess that he is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so
All you gotta do is
everybody
call
out there, keep
on his name.
And know that our prayers
the
will.
Blood, the rain, the pain. Your life is gonna be living. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Come on, say.
Hey.
Hey.
I know you hurting, brother.
Come on, praise me, y'all.
I see you crying, sister.
Hey.
I know you lost a lot, mama. Tell you something. All you gotta do is have faith. Believe. You can
receive.
You can achieve.
You
everything
gotta
that
achieve.
You need in Jesus' name. Words Pastor E spitting is so strong, man. Just put it in your belly, man. Let it marinate. Walk in faith. Jesus.
Love you, God. So that you are loved and appreciated.
And amen.
See you tomorrow morning. Wake up. Get up. Move in your purpose. You better get ready.